you ever hear the word captain used in other situations? Like, call the person you work for a captain?
Yes, it goes in the Air Force. You can be a captain then. You can be a police and be a captain.
Mm-hmm. And the person who presides over the court is called a
judge.
And someone who goes to school.
Some of the what?
Someone who goes to school would be a
student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
A stenographer.
Or a
secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be an
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, then you say that you're a
native of America, of the United States.
Uh-huh. Or your nationality
is America.
And how would you normally refer to somebody of your race?
Meaning?
I mean, what would you call your race?
The Negro race. Uh-huh.
Other names?
The black race.
Mm-hmm. What about insulting terms or old-fashioned terms?
What they used to call us?
Mm-hmm.
Nigger.
Anything else?
That's all I can think.
What about someone of my race you call?
Well, call them a Cajun. Oh, that name I gave you just a while ago. Well, I forgot that.
Peckerwood?
Yeah.
Any other terms besides Peckerwood?
Yeah, they had a word of the yap. Yap.
The what?
Yap.
Yap?
Mm-hmm.
What is yap?
Oh, well, that was just the name for a wife called them, the extra name they had.
Was it very insulting?
Now they would think so when they would be called that they would.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What would you call whites that you really look down on, that are sort of poor, but they don't try to do anything for themselves? They don't want to work, they don't
want to... We just call that the low class.
Uh-huh.
Or the low.
Did you ever hear poor white?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Poor white, yeah.
What about trash or trash?
Yeah, poor white trash.
Any other names like that people
you
have?
Yeah, the one you just say too again, the cracker.
Was a cracker just any white person, or was it?
Oh, when they was calling like that, I didn't care who it fit. It was just mostly come from when they was dissatisfied or something. It was referred to anybody took up on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a feeling he was getting over. Same as with them when they'd call us nigger. He didn't have to be what they called. So far as that, they say that any race could be a nigger, because nigger meant a person that was dirty. But our right nationality would be yours, the Caucasian, and mine would be the Ethiopia. That's right.
What would whites call other whites that they look down on? Would whites use the term poor white trash around here?
No, I wasn't so familiar with what they would call each other. I wasn't that, tight. And the ones that I would be around, they were different type of people, they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. And a child that's born from a racially mixed marriage,
would
you call that child one parent's black and the other parent's white?
Mixed.
Uh-huh. And someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, when he does get into town, everybody can look at him and just tell instantly that he's from way out in the country. You'd call him a...
The country people.
Uh-huh.
Country. From the country, that's what we say. Oh, wait, it's something else. No, we put him there. From on the outskirts.
Huh?
We just say, oh, those people from the country.
Uh-huh.
When we see him downtown getting.
You ever hear him called hillbilly or... Hoosier or
Hayseed
or anything
like that? No, we never call the hillbillies on these western plays. No, we never call people coming from a country there. We just say country people.
What about the French people in Louisiana? Any special names for them?
I would just say the French and the Creole.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, Well, yeah, after all them,
they call them.
And that's what the color down there would call them. Mm-hmm.
How does that sound to you?
I don't like those old sage.
And say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's what, midnight?
It's getting late.
It's not quite midnight yet, but it's
near midnight.
Okay. And if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
slid.
And I
like to have fallen.
Okay. And you'd say, this part of my head is called my
forehead.